Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, says the producer, going live. Wow. It's better than being dead on the air, right? Well, there have been several examples of that when people get to the end of the road and they can't give up being in front of this microphone. They just go, well, that's it.
Oof.
There have been more than one personality who slumped in front of the microphone and said sayonara that way. I don't know whether that's the way. I suppose we could all be hauled out that way, one way or the other, depending on I guess, how we live this life. Speaking of dead, this is not, I suppose this isn't good news. One of the legends from the New York Knicks, Willis Reed, has passed away. He was 80 years old, retired NBA player. Confirmation of his death was in a tweet. Isn't that pretty much the way everybody now, if you're anybody... And even if you're not anybody, it just depends on your anybody, everybody. Go to Facebook and Instagram or Twitter and find out who's dead.
Remember once upon a time when notable figures and celebrities really didn't have a way to communicate with their audience or fan base? It was always from their agents or
right.
their public relations people,
yes.
their publicists.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. In this case, this is pretty much the common way of doing things. So Willis Reed's a name that I remember. I'm not really a sports fan, frankly, but his name, he was good enough to be on everybody's mind, probably, if you think about basketball players. I think about Bob Cousy. I think about Tommy Heinsohn, guys like that were big with the Celtics. Larry Bird, of course, my grandson is named after him. My son's a great basketball fan and a pretty good basketball player. And so he decided when he put our family name, both of my children's children have our family name in their name. Miles Stephen Fisher they just switch it around, obviously, because Brendan's last name becomes the last name of Jasper, but it's Jasper Bird Strauss, so he has two middle names, and Stefan. Yeah. How do you name, how do you choose the name? So if you're a big basketball fan, and you're a fan of Willis Reed, would you name your baby? Let's say you have a baby being born today, young boy comes out of the womb, bing, bang, boom, his name is Willis Reed Smith. That's a good
way.
Or
you go with Reed. Right. Reed is a cute name.
Ray is a nice name, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
and that
an
can actually be for a boy
name.
Or a girl.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good name. Anyway, he and Derek Jeter played well together, and he was a seven-time All-Star. So both the NBA's 50th and 75th anniversary teams, he was on them. So he had a good long career. Willis Reed passing away at the age of 80. All right, so the circus is in town. Not in your town, but in New York, with Trump and, let's see, who else is a part of the circus? You got anybody else?
Have you seen a lot of those? There's a bunch of deep fakes that have been taking over Twitter of AI that look like Donald Trump being arrested and running from authorities. These are all fake, but of course a lot of people were resharing them thinking they're real. And if you Google Donald Trump arrested, there are no reputable news sources, but there are news sources that discuss it like it already happened, and right. there are some who are news sources that are kind of trustworthy, but they are using their subject, their title of the article. It's like Donald Trump's arrest, colon, and then a little bit more. And if you actually read the article, it's more along the lines of what would happen, what could happen if this happens, not that it already happened. But there's so much propaganda as if it already happened.
You know, it's very interesting. Remember when Fox News used to be called Fair and Balanced? When Roger Ailes was running Fox News, he came up with that line, Fair and Balanced. And so they have been fair and balanced lately, with pretty much every story they run about Trump is a story about Governor Ron DeSantis. Have you noticed that? There's kind of a balance act. Now, I'm not saying there's a Joe Biden story to balance it, because I don't know if there's as much going on. Well, there is. There's a lot of stuff with the Biden family and whether they're, I think Hunter Biden is getting, maybe that's what it is. The balance is with Hunter and his dad. The president did this, and then his son over here has done that. There's a lot of that floating around. And he, most of you know pretty much what's going on, I think, right? In terms of all of that huzzerai.
Yeah.
And isn't that an interesting phrase? Huzzerai. It's a Jewish expression for lots of junk, basically. But it's, and if you're correctly pronouncing it, it's Hazarai. It's not Hazarai, it's like Hanukkah. It's not Hanukkah, it's Hanukkah. And by the way, when is it next week? Passover is pretty soon. I think it's next week. Yeah, I think it's next, somewhere in the 5th. Yeah.
April. Mm-hmm. April 5th,
the first part of
13th.
April. Yep. All right, speaking of Ron DeSantis, I suppose we can go Dateline, Florida. The growing Burmese python population, say that again, Doug. The growing Burmese python population is, we go to the Everglades National Park, actually, for this. But not necessarily just the Everglades National Park, the only site for Burmese pythons. Matter of fact, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They are everywhere.
Everybody gets a python.
Right. Research paper released by the U.S. Geological Survey. Burmese pythons in South Florida represent one of the most intractable management issues the world has ever known. Talk about invasive species. So what good are Burmese pythons? Why would we want to protect Burmese pythons? You know, everybody, all of the environmental people run around saying, well, we got to protect all the species. Why would you want to protect Burmese pythons?
I don't think they're trying to protect them right now.
No, they aren't. But they did for a while. That's why they're out of control now.
Well, and then people who I think get them as little pets, and then they get too big.
Oh, yeah.
The largest one ever recorded in Florida was carrying 122 eggs. Like, these things are massive. It was 19 feet long.
Yuck.
But also, isn't the Burmese pythons, weren't they doing different if having people go out and hunt them and get them, and whoever got the most or killed the most won some kind of monetary prize, and now they're saying, like, it's likely impossible to eradicate them.
Well, something's got to happen, boy. These guys are going to be a real problem down there. Instead of the bugs taking over, the snakes are going to take over. After humans mess things up. You know, I'm going to tell you a crude story.
Okay.
My family had a place down in Palm Beach County starting in 1964, excuse me, when my mother was sick. And so there's a little place, and then my father got another place. My father loved going down there and playing golf with the Breakers and all that stuff. Actually my two sisters didn't spend much time there, but I spent a lot of time down there, and I had a job. I did mornings on WPBR back in 86, 87, before I went to Cincinnati. There was a problem with people flushing these things down the toilet. So, I had a place over in Palm Beach, a little place that I'd rented on the beach. And one morning before going to the radio station, I was doing my daily duty. And something happened that turned out to be embarrassing, shocking. It hurt. So use your imagination and think about what has happened. You probably heard these stories because it's happened, not frequently, but once. Yeah, I mean, it's happened to a number of people. Sit on the toilet, and up from the toilet comes something that was flushed down the toilet. And if you don't move fast enough, you're going to get a scar on your butt.
That is like one of my biggest fears.
Isn't that awful? That is something that a lot of people, but some people experience. So, something to think about on World Water Day. That's what today is. Water is the building block of life, as most of you know. We take a lot of, I think most of us here take a lot of water for granted. Comes out of the faucet and there you go. There are people who don't have access, though, to clean, safe drinking water. So that's what today is all about, dedicated to drawing attention to the water-related issues that we face. I don't have to go any further than California, the Southern Basin, Arizona when it's dry, right? Look at all of the attention that was focused in New Mexico and Nevada, Lake Mead. You see pictures of Lake Mead all the time. Now the water ran up in Salt Lake City. Well, it was a couple of weeks ago. The snow and the rain there were going to refill the Great Salt Lake, but it was down 10, 12, 14 feet, as a matter of fact. Is there a change needed to combat the global water crisis? There are lots of stories of things that have happened over the years. Back in 1992, this day was proposed by the UN. 93, first Water Day was held. 2005, Water for Life, the decade of Water for Life was launched, aiming to give a higher profile to women's participation in water programs. What? What is that all about? Why weren't women... See, this is the stuff that makes me crazy. I don't even begin to understand what's the difference between women's attention to water and men's attention to water. Is that clear to you, Jay? I don't get that. What's... Yeah. It's really, seriously, right? It's one of these things. Who comes up with this? Anyway, attention to World Water Day is important because water, as I said at the beginning of this conversation, the building block of life. Without it, you have not. Your body is 79% water.
And the fact that there's so many people that can't get clean drinking water.
Yeah, that is a problem around the world and why it needs to be recognized and continually worked upon. There, that's the reason for the day. 18 after on Good Day.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. If I didn't introduce myself properly earlier in the half hour, Jay Kirshner. Let's have a round of applause for Jay. Hooray for Jay. This is poetry day, too.
Thank you.
Rhyming day. You're welcome, and you deserve it. All right, let's get to some celebrity gossip, if you will, social media stuff, trending things, and big boy Ed Sheeran. He's kind of a big guy. Isn't he the red-headed one? Is he the guy with red hair?
I wouldn't consider him big, but he's, the redheaded one.
Yeah, okay, all right. So he has had some problems. The reason I said big, because I think there are some problems in his past about eating and what his body looks like, that sort of thing. So he's been interviewed. As a matter of fact, it's the cover story in Rolling Stone at the moment. So he got candid. We'll talk about his candidness, what he came up with right after this.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened to cross Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ed Sheeran in our focus here on Good Day. In the cover story for Rolling Stone, he gets candid, Jay, about how he compared himself to other male singers earlier in his career.
He really came up during the One Direction days, and then he's collaborated with Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes, and says how it was like they were all just svelte and had six-packs, and he was kind of like, why don't I have a six-pack? And then he was reminded of himself that he likes kielbasa and beer and all of this stuff. And it actually turned into an eating disorder. He was dealing with bulimia, and he said that it escalated to such a standpoint that he was binge eating a lot. And then he just identified with Elton John's memoir where he discussed his own issues with bulimia. And he's sharing it now because he says, while he's working to overcome it, he also acknowledges that it's everything in moderation and kind of you can eat things that you really want to eat. Just make sure you're also working out when you're combining the two for a healthier lifestyle. And he's working to just be healthy, not compare himself to others, which I think in that industry has to be really hard to do, especially when it's not just you being your own worst enemy. You have other people telling you that you aren't a sample size. You aren't a size 2. You don't fit a certain look. And Ed Sheeran has kind of gotten that a lot.
The idea of thinking this way, not so common among men as it is among women. But is it changing? Do you think that thinking about how I look and I want to be as felt as I can be, is that happening pretty much across the board, or do you think in terms of celebrity? Or do you think
happens across the board. Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't happen with, I was going to say, real people, but these guys
absolutely
are real.
Absolutely, it does, yeah.
Yeah, well, but if you look at the population...
Yeah, eating disorders really don't care what your sex is, what your occupation is.
Yeah, well, there are those who are on either side. It's kind of nice to be in the middle, right? It's nice, and I think that's what's being pointed out here. Take care of yourself and be cautious about what you eat. Hello, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? So I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I'll recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break and he'll get startled. He won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An intensifying storm associated with a strong atmospheric river hit central to Southern California with heavy rains, damaging winds, and heavy mountain snowfall yesterday. Data from the National Weather Service Bay Area office indicates it's the strongest storm on record there in March. The barometric pressure was much lower than had been recorded previously in the Bay Area for this month. A federal court hearing is set for today for the man who assaulted Paul Pelosi.
David DePapp faces charges of attempted murder, attempted kidnapping of a federal officer or employee, and assault on the immediate family member of a federal official. Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, suffered a fractured skull and serious injuries to his hands and arm in the attack back in October. DePapp has already entered a plea of not guilty. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is National Goof Off Day, so have a little bit of fun. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Pictures in your mind. Use your imagination to kind of follow along here. On the Good Day program, it's March the 22nd, second day of springtime here on the radio and elsewhere, pretty much everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere, celebrating the beginning of spring. It was nice yesterday on the farm. It was almost 60. We were doing lots of things, starting our outdoor projects. Isn't it funny how, like the time frame here, it's almost like a light switch, right? I don't know how it is in Cleveland. I should ask Jay about that, because she's in Cleveland. All right, same thing going on next
like
to the lake.
Like a light switch? How do you mean, yeah, like a light switch?
The change in the way the air smells, the way the world feels.
I have, around the barn here, next to the house, there are all the crocuses that are, like, overnight.
What is a crocus?
Crocus is a little, it's like a tulip that grows, it is an early flower. So when we were out last night, Daisy and I, for our evening walk, I'm walking around and looking. I had the last evening walk we had was last, when did I go? Was it last Thursday, Friday? When did I go? It was Friday. So Friday was the last time we walked around the barn, and there was nothing. So in 4 days, the crocus, and they're up like an inch or so out of the ground.
Oh, wow.
These are bulb sort of, these are things that grow every year. It's kind of like tulips. So that's one of the great things about spring. You can see it. You can feel it. You can taste it. You can smell it.
The whole spring has sprung thing taken in a literal sense.
Yes, sir. Exactly. That's the whole deal. All right, so here's representative of congressional, I'm not sure which district he represents. His name is Josh Gothmeier, who is going to the defense of AM radio and the AM band. Now, you know this is a big thing with me because my career, most of my career, has been on the AM side of the dial. I've had music-wise, let's see, when did I had one job as a jock on an FM station in Boston when I was in my 70s. And in my 70s. In the 70s. Not likely anybody would hire me for a jock at this point. Although, I could probably do Music of Your Life or something like that, or Legends, like the stations down in Florida that are called Legends because they play that music. Anyway, so the AM radio is getting disrespected, and more by Tesla than anybody else. So this rep, Josh Gothmeier, says, quote, if Elon Musk has enough money to buy Twitter and send rockets to the moon, he can afford to include AM radio in his Teslas. Hard to argue with that.
Well, and isn't it the reason they aren't is because of a battery issue? So how about fixing the battery issue?
Okay. So here's the story. I'll give you another weekend story. You heard me talk about, I think some people have been listening to me for a long time, remember how much emphasis we placed on the space program and how lucky I was to go to 4 different launches, actually broadcast them when they were early morning launches, thanks to my friendship with Jay Honeycutt, who came up the ranks at NASA. He went to engineering school. He wanted to be involved in NASA, so he was hired in the late 1950s to manage their personnel department. And in essence, he found all of the early astronauts. And then he went up the ranks and he became the director. He actually ran Kennedy Space Center for almost 4 years. And so when I had lunch with him the other day when I was in Florida, and we were talking about what Tesla's doing, what SpaceX is doing down there. They've not taken over, but the one point he made was how they're reworking the launch pads that have been used there since they were built. There are a number of launch pads, and SpaceX has one, and Bezos has another one, and then the government has, we're still launching a lot of space ships, if you will, rockets from down there. So NASA has 6,000 employees at Cape Kennedy to do what 550 employees are doing for SpaceX. I thought that was this is kind of a typical government thing, right? Mm-hmm. I love NASA, and I think that they have set the tone for wonderment, and they have set the tone for the best of America, frankly. The things that we think about how the world was when the men stepped on the moon. I don't know, you weren't around then, Jay, but I'm sure you've seen video of it. James Collins is at the controls in our station, in our studio in Denver. You hear, you read, you've seen the video of one giant step for man, one giant step for mankind. There's nothing like that ever in the history of the planet. It brought everybody together, everybody in every country, wherever there was a video, wherever there was a television set, people were watching, listening. It was amazing. And so we have done that too. And Kennedy was, they did it to after Kennedy got killed. They said, okay, we're going to do what he wanted us to do. We're going to get a man on the moon by the end of the decade, and they did. July of 1969. The world was unified like never before, and frankly, never since. So I take my hat off to NASA, but I just found it intriguing that SpaceX is doing all the things. They've been hired by the government to bring the shuttle, to shuttle up the astronauts that are in the space station. And so I, when I saw this, I was thinking to myself, you know, Rhett, this guy's right, this guy Gottheimer from New Jersey. The strong, stirring defense of the AM band and what's there, what an outrage. And I suppose it sounds like it's coming from some guy, okay, yeah, it is, because I'm prejudiced, because most of the radio stations that carry this program, I think there may be 70 or so FM, well, there's more now because they have the FM translators. And I'm not trying to make this too much inside. I'm just saying that as we look at what our country has done, this is a twofold conversation. It's pretty damned outrageous that we have to confront the people that are making cars. Ford's just as bad as Tesla, as far as the AM band is concerned. It's arrogance to the nth degree. Okay, so because the people designing the cars are in their 30s and they don't listen to AM radio, screw them. We don't want AM radio. Who needs an AM radio? Right? Do you realize how arrogant that thinking is?
It is.
Pure arrogance. So that's why I'm not buying any new Fords. I never own a Tesla because I think they're dangerous. I know a lot of people like them. Jack Stockwell loves his. And every time I'm in the car with him, he always likes to show me. He pushes a button and the car drives itself. Oh, he loves that. Anyway, that's my toot on AM radio. Let's move over from our discussion of driving cars to enjoying yourself, relaxing. Okay, put your mind into this. All right, everybody, just kind of stop what you're doing and imagine yourself relaxing in a hot tub with your spouse. Right? You turn the water on, make it nice and hot. Steam's coming out of the water. Jacuzzi, you get into the hot tub, and you're enjoying everything. Until a mountain lion decides to jump into the hot tub with you and your wife. How about that? Reality sets in. Chaffee County in Colorado. Man in the hospital recovering from being clawed by a mountain lion that jumped into the hot tub with he and his wife.
And like, there is no time or space to really react. When you are already in the hot tub, you're in the water, and this creature just jumps right in.
I don't know that. Well, I was talking about being bit on the butt by a snake in the toilet. This is, well, listen, this is life. These are, these creatures, this, they were there before we were. I don't know that that's a justification. People keep telling me that about the coyotes on the farm. They were here before we were.
Not in the
like
hot tub.
The natives. No, they weren't in the hot tub. So I think this guy's going to be okay, though. Right, Jay?
Hopefully. But this is one of those things that we hear this a lot with mountain lions, with bears in certain areas, where even if you have a fence around your yard, they can still easily get right
over
that.
Oh, they jump over the fence like nothing.
Yeah. They're like, oh, well, fine.
Well, the bears.
Of course, let's do it.
The bears pull them down, especially if they're on cocaine. Anybody see that movie, Cocaine Bear?
No, I haven't.
Banks, she directed it, but I don't know. It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to get me into the theater to see that, at any rate. Okay, from the Ukraine, the following information and story about students there and what's going on to encourage youngsters to look to the future, not get stuck in what's going on in that war-torn country right now. So here's an uplifting story. This is good news. Some students over in Ukraine got some news this week that they won a full college scholarship here in the United States. How about that? This is Dickinson College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. The generosity of a philanthropist named Sam Rose. He's a retired lawyer and real estate developer. He put up $2 million for scholarships, pay all the costs for these five. Is it five? How many students? I think it was. Or is it more than five? I thought it was five. Is it five? It is five, right? Okay. So he's paying their tuition for all 4 years. That includes the textbooks and living expenses and support, travel, back and forth, health insurance, whatever their needs are, right?
100% all expenses paid so that they can focus on their education and really just have this life-changing situation and get an education they these students did not think was even possible.
Nope. Good for... I don't know how they find out about it over there. I'm sure there's ways they're connecting. A lot of college...
Yeah, it was done with like some big video chat thing.
A lot of colleges do... They have international connections. A friend of mine named Jim Troja is the president of Juniata, which is a college right kind of next door to Dickinson. They're right in the same neighborhood. A lot of good Pennsylvania colleges, good Ohio colleges, a lot of places to go that aren't quite as expensive as some of the Ivy Leagues or big Eastern schools. But this is good. This is very cool. Congratulations to him and to them. Meanwhile, those bastards from Russia are still blowing up and bombing the hell out of various cities in Ukraine. I see that Putin, you know, all the attention on Trump getting arrested. Why isn't there a lot of attention on arresting Putin? So,
cool. Trump, how is that even going to happen?
Well, you send in people to get him, right? Send in a squad. Send in the Marines.
But that's the thing, the ICC.
Send in
can't.
Tanks. Right? Just blow a hole in the side of the Kremlin and go get him. maybe not, but yeah, it's all of this stuff. The more I look at the Trump thing, the more it's just a joke as far as I'm concerned. All right, anyway, let's make it 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testament.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now it's 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for March the 22nd. And Jay Kirzner is here with me to celebrate what's going on our family farms. Our food, farm, and family report starts with a couple of recalls. The Perrigo company recalling lots of Gerber instant formula because of some kind of contamination that I can't pronounce. Cronobacter sazayaki. It sounds like a Japanese bug. Anyway, according to the company, recall impacts Gerber Good Start Soothe Pro powdered infant formula, manufactured earlier this year in the Eau Claire, Wisconsin facility, impacted lots of infant formula being recalled out of an abundance of caution because of the potential presence of whatever that stuff is that I never heard of that before. Jay, did you ever hear of that?
I haven't, but it's some kind of bacteria that is, I guess,
rare.
It's very rare, but pretty gnarly.
Yeah, it's life-threatening for infants.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, here's the advice.
This was the same bacteria that sparked that Abbott one.
Yeah, that's in the same stuff. So here's the suggestion. If you have any Gerber infant baby formula, no matter what it is, bring it back to the store, get your money back, and also get some money for your time, all right? It's there. It's not your fault. This stuff, the infections in young people, these little children have been tied to contaminated powdered infant formula or breast milk that was expressed using contaminated breast pump equipment. I wonder how it gets contaminated. That'd be my question. But these things, these bugs are everywhere. There are bugs everywhere. So bring back Gerber infant baby formula and get your money back. Here's an allergy alert for undeclared soy in sauces that come from Mutual Trading in El Monte, California. The Kagome Worcestershire sauce, right? Kagome Chuno sauce. What, you ever use Kagome sauces? I don't know the brand. I don't use sauces.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'd use this one, but the Worcestershire, I feel like so many different brands have that stuff.
Yeah.
But this one is soy. Just
Yeah, they all have. I thought that soy was part of what you get in most of these sauces, right? Soy sauces, Worcestershire sauces. And so apparently it's not included in this. Maybe this is something that was made especially for people who have allergies to soy. But it got soy in it anyway.
Well, Worcestershire isn't supposed to.
No, I would think that that stuff would kill any allergens or anything that was in there. That's that hot stuff, right?
Worcestershire? Is it? I don't think it's like vinegary. It's vinegar.
Well, vinegar
makes a whole
kills
bunch of
stuff
other
like
stuff.
That. Vinegar kills all that sort of stuff. Okay, anyway. Bring back.
If you mix Worcestershire with soy sauce, it's like this. It makes a really good marinade for fish.
Yeah, I have to remember that. I like to put a little bit of.
I highly recommend
some of the fish. Okay, all right. I remember that one. Okay, food farm family continuing with the proposition in California to ban some food products. Nutritionists are worried about gross ingredients, sale of food products like Skittles. Other items because of their harmful additives. Mm-hmm. This is back to red dye number 3 and titanium dioxide.
Well, and a lot of these are chemicals that they say it's illegal to have in cosmetics or topical stuff, so you can't put it on your skin yet.
We had a warning like this last week.
Yeah, or other countries have these chemicals completely banned.
Yeah.
Where for
so here we are in America.
The U.S. just still doesn't.
Land of the home of the free, land of the brave. So, eat Skittles at your own risk. I guess that's it. There's some coffee creamers that are in that same category, I guess, right? They have red dye.
Yeah, ones that are made mostly of vegetable oil.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
Different things that extend the shelf life.
Yeah, right. So, that happens with a processed food. A lot of stuff like bacon has that sort of processed stuff in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Processed everything. You know, stay away from processed foods and artificial flavors and colorings. That's just a good rule of thumb. All right, here are a couple of Virginia inmates back in custody after they escaped from jail by going through a cell wall. They were having breakfast at an IHOP.
This story cracks me up. All of that work to tunnel through a cell wall, and then they get caught getting their pancakes on.
Yep, there you go. Newport News, Virginia. Yesterday, the sheriff's office, apparently somebody recognized them. I don't know, there was a bolo on them all over the place, but they had been in jail since October on charges. Credit card fraud, credit card larceny, forgery, possession of burglary tools. So did they pay for their IHOP breakfast with a credit card?
I don't think they even had a chance to finish their meal.
Check that out. Right. What an outrage that is, huh? 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Good Day program.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.